Praise the name of the living God. This is the day the Lord has made. Thou rejoice and be glad in it. That we shall rejoice in the Lord. That we shall give praise unto the Lord. Sing praises. Sing praises unto the Lord. Am I in the Presbyterian church? I say, sing praises unto the Lord. I bring you greetings from the Presbytery office. Preeminently from the Presbytery Chairperson, the indefatigable Reverend J.J. Kumi Diodu.
If the Presbytery Chairperson, Papa J.J. Kumi Diodu,
he would have wished to be here. That has been his prayer. Because he loves the church and loves the choir.
If he said, and
one of the songs that he likes so much, Papa JJ said, oh, how beba, amanie beba, oko kroko. As I speak here, he's also with the California district. The great congregation is 10 years. And he has to be there. In fact, we should have all been there. But we needed to divide ourselves. So he has asked me to be here with you. And I am privileged to stand in the shoes of the chairperson. And I say, God bless you. We are grateful to God for today. And let me say thank you to the host, District Minister. He's done marvelous well, Papa. Bembel, Nana Usu, God bless you. You and your leadership and all the ministers in the district, God bless you. Papa Ishan, Papa Donu, Papa Zongo, all the catechists. Thank you so much. To the Presbytery Executive, we say thank you. Papa Sami and Ko, thank you so much. You look so good.
Yeah,
so I'll stand here for a while and I'll walk around, okay?
Yeah, so that's yeah.
Then I'll walk around, okay? So forgive me if I'm walking around. I'm a young boy. When I grow, I'll stand at one place. Today we're looking at a very significant subject. Singing praises unto the Lord who was, who is, and who is to come again. So we look at how to praise God. When to praise God. The do's and don'ts of praising God and the benefit of praising God. But prior to that, we will go and look at the genesis of who we are and what Christ made us to be. And so that is why we have considered the Johannes Gospel chapter 1, the verse 14. Johannine Gospel.
Hallelujah.
You know, we have the Synoptic Gospel,
yes.
The Matthew, Mark, Luke, and we have the Johannine Gospel,
yes.
That stands alone. Don't worry, you'll be fine. Shall we pray? Unto the Lord be the glory. He has done unto the Lord. Almighty God, lead us through your word, that your word will go into our hearts, that will leave you never the same, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we want to look at John chapter 1, verse 40. We want to look at the exegesis of John chapter 1, verse 40. The readers did so well in reading in different languages. The word became flesh. The word became flesh and dwelleth among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let me divide this into four. The word became flesh.
Na michemu anaya di edikan ose asamno ebeye ohunam.
At Christmas we see Jesus becoming human, born in a manger.
Edubro nyabra ye kasa asemi se Yesu Christo eba yentem yawono enyambuomu na obeye onipa.
So Paul told the Philippians chapter 2 verse 7 also confirmed that Jesus being made in human likeness.
Enti Paul nso shemu kuna ewo Philippians 4 woman mu say Yesu abeye ohunam,
born in the likeness of men.
Na yawo no say onipa,
born in the likeness of man.
Yawo no say onipa.
But the verse says, he emptied himself. A theologian, N.T. Wright, puts it this way. A theologian says that, he says, it paraphrases the fact that Jesus was incarnate, the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
Na obi a wesua Bible mu ma kwa kire e ka se Yesu Kristo be ya obi a wo yemfa ne se yawo no foforo.
So he took the human form so that you have the redemptive plan in place.
And it you offer onipa te bia se de be ya obenya nhyehye a odi be be gie free.
So that the heir basilia to tehu, the heir basilia to tehu, the kingdom of God is fulfilled.
Se de be ya nyame
He is the only God who became like man, walked among
us.
So that word became, in the beginning was the word was God, the word was of God, the word became the flesh, and the flesh dwells among us. In the beginning was the word. Then the word dwelleth among us. So I'll take the second part to be, yes. That word dwelleth among us. What is the meaning of saying that the word dwelleth among us?
So
the word dwelling in us meant that he came to live with us. That word came to live with us. That word had an experience of the human nature. The word went through pain, hurt, sorrow, disappointment, broken heart. The word went through such things. That is why music is important. That is why the choir is important, because the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So music is important to look at the do's and don'ts, the benefit of music. So this test is very appropriate for today. You know, I told you I was standing there small. I'll come down. Let's go. Right. You see? So, when the word dwelleth in us,
Nasa asamne betna yemu a.
Yesu come home. Odi menim. Odi mechi. Yesu come home. Wa mani hunu. Wa bebrese. Sasasiani dani butu mi potu tu ekogu pomo ba esro esro. Because that word, God bless you, because that word dwelt among us, the word knew what it means to console one another. You
know,
in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, for we have not a high priest, which we have not, and yes, you what? So for penny here. That he cannot be touched.
With
our infirmity. So we have a God that can feel our infirmity, that can feel our struggle, that can feel our disappointment. A God that feels. Just imagine you being amongst your children and telling your children that you give them everything. They believe you. So Jesus is in our midst.
And it's yes,
and whatever we ask him, he'll do for us. A scholar by name F.F. Bruce. Use the Greek term skeno.
Or use Greek term
skeno to imply the presence of God.
And
the presence of God that he was with us. That is why he said, Odi wanim, Odi wachi, Yesu kawo. Wamani hunu wabebre se sasasieni dani butu nipo tutu gogu pomo kwa esro esro na kawo. Let me sing in my own way. Sun 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 krum krum sun sun krum krum tina wumwa sun sun sun. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. That God is with you. That God is with you. That God is with you. He dwelleth among us.
Oh, yes,
He dwelleth among us. That is why the choir is important. That God uses the choir to minister to us. And whenever the choir sings, and I like this song, O man, baby, wo my yen. O man, baby, wo my yen. O man, be wo my yen. Oman bi wo my yen. Oman bi wo my yen. Oman baba bi wo wa. Eye asumye man. Enije man. Eyo yami man. Oman baba bi wo baba. Aunga man. Enije man. The choir, whenever they sing, they minister to our souls. Then the same song that I sang. Bonifatani was some baba na yadibeko among them. The song the choruses sing have meanings.
Ajuma, kwa fwani to biano
ewo nchira
si.
They speak to our souls. Just as I was coming yesterday, one of the songs that the New York North sang before you went. Mm. What was that song? He sang a song. The last one. Do you remember it? Yes, come on, sir. One of the songs he sang yesterday. Sing them here. So beautiful. Is it music so emotional? So Christ came to dwell among us. Now Christ is not available. But his spirit is available. And that spirit moves through people to minister to humankind. And so he feels our pain. And that is where he moves to the sea to say that, and we have seen his glory. We have seen his glory. That glory we have seen. That glory was seen. And that glory we will see. And God is ready to use people to glorify himself. He's ready. And that is why he's using the organist to play. So the organist alone can play something like music is central to the ecclesia, to the church.
Music.
So those who witnessed Jesus saw his majestic power.
Hey,
God, that power.
Yes, Lord.
He got that power. Now to do all things.
That
it will sing from our hearts. The dead will rise.
Oh, they were who best sorry.
The dead will rise.
They were who best sorry.
More bro. No. Yami. Oh, Dima. Ha. They saw his glory. They saw his glory. That glory will be seen today. And God is able to use you to glorify himself. Now we have some scholars. That have also spoken into the glory of the Lord. Raymond Brown said that it interprets the glory as a visible manifestation of God's presence.
Raymond Brown said, "Enumonyam no eye adia yehu anase onyame a owo yentem no ebie ye ne meyehu se ampa oyentem."
One Richard also says that it stresses on that glory which was revealed through Jesus' miraculous teaching and his acts.
Richard be so eka se Awurade enumonyam no so yehu fa Jesus Christo na wanwa nyuma a oye ye nyinaa mu.
So when God speaks,
and it is on
through music, things happen. The last part of the exegesis is the glory as of the only Son from the Father. Jesus' glory is undeniably incomparable.
Yes, Christ and Munyam, dear, young fan to two and Munyam.
Nothing compares to that glory.
The
Prince of Peace.
Asumdwehene. Hallelujah.
Then there's a song. Asumdwehene. Wani Asumdwehene. Asumdwehene.
Wani
Asumdwehene. Hey, wana. Jesus Christ, on the yana, asumge hene. J.I. Parker, a scholar, J.I. Parker, explains that he explains that in the Greek to be the monogenous, the only son. Only son, who has a relationship with the Father.
That is why
we have praises and adoration. We don't have praise and worship. No, the whole service is worship. So we don't have praise and worship. So when we say praise and adoration, then you come here. You just want to show how awesome, how monogenous that Father is. So you begin like, one natusa wo, one natusa yesu, obiara niho, obiara. Missy, one natusa wo, one natusa yesu, obiara niho, obiara. Then you go like, there you go, like the tumimu, ahodimu, emionyemu, enshiremu, sikemu, one that is the monogenous nature of God.
Obianiho.
So we should not confuse ourselves with adoration to say, that is not an adoration song. That is for offering. That is for offering. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? When you are praising God, you have to be selective of the songs that you are praising God. I pray that as we go, we'll teach our friends, we'll teach our praises and adoration team. that our song should be based on the word became flesh and dwelleth among us, magnifying the glory of the Son in all our ways. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Craig Kena also connects the concept to the beloved Son of the Jewish tradition, emphasizing Jesus' unique role.
Then
it's so unique. Then you move to the last one. I said, the full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. And you nyama adum ne nokwara ye de
ewom ashenema. Hallelujah.
His grace is embodied with kindness. And truth.
Papa yongwa na ye ne ma ewom.
We pray that we shall go and do good.
Me bom pa yesa ukwe koye papa.
May we go and do good.
Yenko na yenko ye papa.
You know, Christianity is a perfect balance. You worship God. Balance. You know the pivot. You know the pivot, right? You know the seesaw. It has a pivot, and then it has the balance.
The
effort and the load. That's right. So the middle is a pivot. And where the load is where the load is, and then you have to put in some effort to balance it. Our Christian life should be like that seesaw, to have the pivot, the load, and the effort to balance. There cannot be a perfect worship service without music. So Gordon Fee explains that grace and truth are essential attributes of God's character, perfect revealed in Christ.
Grace and truth.
Are significant. They are significant attributes of God.
Hallelujah.
Tell the Lord, balance your Christian life.
There
are some people, when they come to church and we are singing, their hands will be in their pocket. There are some people, they don't even know the significance of church choir in their midst. The church choir should be treated with respect.
And was that church choir? No. Hallelujah.
They spend quality time to rehearse, to sing. Before they come to church on Sunday, they might have met one or two times. You have your Christmas dress. Even Christmas, they still put on what we are seeing. The choristers must be given once in a month to dress.
I was saying, yeah, Mark, I
that will give room for more youth to come. It is very important. Don't come and beat me. As a student of practical theology, I know what I'm talking about. That helps the church. We have to balance church service.
I was say, yeah, sorry, no, na aye fair.
Balance church service.
Or say, yeah, sorry, no, na aye fair. Na pepe, said the beer, obias, benya mujapa.
Once a while, the choir can put on suits up and down.
Yes, that could be, but some maybe Oma.
Let them look good.
Monso, monto suit, na monche.
That is important. We want more youth to come and take over very soon. How do we sing praises to the Lord? How do we sing praises to God? We have to sing praises to the Lord, one, with all sincerity. It's not about mere lips. So you see, you are singing this song not because you are opening your mouth, but because you meant it. You sing that from your heart. When you are singing, let the song be relevant. The words in the song must be relevant. It's very important. What is the song conveying? It's very important. And I pray that we'll sing meaningful songs. And you say, cousin. Therefore, the infant church. Beso mensa jije me maje. That is a song. That is a song. Mama sitremo. Let's go. We have to sing songs that are joyful.
I was saying, I told Juma, I didn't need.
We sing the song to let people know there's joy in my heart.
I was saying, what to Juma, any penny now who said, oh, Dobby shall come.
And when you are singing the song, exhibit the signs. That is it. Then we sing songs of thanksgiving.
You
must sing song to thank God. You sing songs to thank God.
I was saying, you told Juma, you did that, Radia say. I will sing.
We have to sing songs of praise unto God.
I was saying, too, are you Juma Onyame?
Are you there?
Amen.
Are you there?
Who
are? You don't like my preaching, but I'm preaching to you.
Se wumpa ene mekasachirawo.
We sing to communicate a message.
Ya to jom adikasa.
Se wunyame hui, se wenyame nyei, anka wonso weni bejene. Se wunyame hui. So what in your material?
If you have seen what I have seen, if you have heard what I've heard, it is the
come of your ratio. Oh, yeah, mommy. And I'm your quaterny, mama. Katoriandaba. We communicate.
Yakasa.
We communicate.
Yedikasa.
What our song?
Yedijum.
Ankebeden. Oh, Ankebeden. Ankebeden. Ebeden, ayawiya. That is not the kind of song we wanted to sing.
And yes, I do wear the best I want to.
Name, Ashiwo. Stop that. I said, I found out picking you me. When you said, you're not poor picking them. What did you be? What did you be? And to see a 12 said, be sad on this.
Somebody intentionally picks a song just to say something.
So let us go again to when do we sing? When do we have to sing? To sing. We have to sing daily.
I was said the bibiara.
Every day.
The bia
was so good. Adiachio. Adiachio no bay. Sami na sumi tiasia. Metunyo na mei. Eradia. Kabre. Adiachio. Adiachio no bay. Sami na sumi tiasia. Metunyo. Is there a radio here, Miss So? Panadi, Adi Pati, Achimi, period. The worship period, when the choir starts to when we move out, the period, they must be full of songs.
Sometimes
when we come to church, even the time to sing praises, we don't have time to dance.
I want to shout.
Guess who are you, be? Sing praises unto God. Sing praises unto God. Get time to dance.
Oh, are
you there? We sing when we are in trials. Many that was so.
Many, and I will so at it, Bravo, you to jump. Yes, we mean your raka.
The next one, we sing when we are happy.
You to jump, Brian, Yajia.
We sing when we are joyful.
We say
unto the Lord, I pray the Lord leads us. And when again do we sing? That is when we are doing devotion. For instance, I want to plead with you whenever you meet. Spend about 10 minutes read the Bible. The choir chaplains, whenever you meet, please chaplain, tell the director that let's spend 10 minutes. Read the word. If you have nothing reading, take the almanac. There is a daily reading.
And read the word of God. Presbyterian almanac no so a de biara da your reading was.
Let me look at the final part, the do's and don'ts. When you are singing, one, the do, you do sing with a pure heart.
Dear, I was so yeah, a bra will to jum no
remorseful heart.
Say, we ya Marco Manumun till O to Jumna.
When you are singing from the heart,
if it's a wo to every
in a pure heart, a
wakuma et you,
you get results.
So wo to jum, a wakuma et you, oh, and yama bebre, and a baby people, my ba.
You must also sing with understanding.
I was said, wo to jum, say, Juma wo to me.
If you don't understand, imarama, imarama,
so
imarama, imarama. Imarama, imarama. If you don't understand, don't sing.
Oh.
Sing what you understand.
To ajuma what you say.
What you understand will bring results.
Na di what you say no edi ensempa beba.
Imarama, na 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 na, nyanga, nyanga na mana, masa. Oh, we are not to know you are singing as a bien. Catch only as a Tonuma at Tiasium.
Tonuma and Tiasium, tell your neighbor that sing songs that you understand.
Then we must sing publicly and privately.
I will say, Ye two drum, E wakukuamu, na ye two drum, E wunipamu.
In your closet, sing praises. When you are driving, sing praises. Some people, when you go into their car, all the music in their car, I tell you.
So, you mean a woe come on?
I'm proud of you. Oh, Matia. Catch on, you say, and you men, a woe
come. And you men, a woe come. What song do you have in your car?
You must sing regularly.
E was said juma wo to no eye da da na to ato aso da. Enye se na wo to no eja to ma busu mienu achi na asa to.
So finally, why do we sing?
Afa adenti kura na e to jum.
We sing for spiritual growth. The more you sing, the more you grow, the more you show your faith.
So
your song shows the one you believe in. What songs do you sing?
It
shows your spiritual growth, number one. Number two, when you sing, it builds your emotional life.
Emotional
life, we are talking about the fact that your feelings. Yes. That's right. Like you know, whenever you're in any situation, there's a song to cover your situation. Every song.
There's a song.
If you need the fruit of the womb, Adiawaya Masara, Adiawaya Mahana, Adiawaya Elizabeth, anything at all, there's a song. Whenever you sing too, you bring the divine presence down.
Se woto juma wo frɛ onyankopon sɛ wo mra.
Onya mi o onkro onkro
ra hatna mi o.
The next point is that when you sing,
sa wotu juma,
it also shows that you have overcome temptations, trials, and you are victorious.
Echresa, what di
ọbọnifuo no so na onyame di nkunim abotire abọ
yesu adinkunim over satan power mesaya dinkunim abọdi nyina momento se hosana hosana Amen.
Amen.
Whenever we sing praises,
say ya tu ayeye juma.
We build a community of faith.
Ye nya ayonkufa ewo jidiemu.
The community come together.
Na ye yonkufa nyina ye kabo mu.
Some of the songs are patriotic songs.
And those
ones are good.
Nasanyum ne ye.
So man be ye ya. Ne free me ne wo. So man be ye ya. Ne free ye nara. Ye nara ye reboy.
Ajumi chere bebi awufre.
Show us where you're coming from. Arise, Ghana youth, for your country. The nation demands your devotion. Let us all unite to uphold.
We are
all involved. We are all involved. Since you are taking home is that one, Jesus Christ is became human like you. And he understands you. He is closer than you than you can think of. Number two. That Christ dwelleth among us.
That Jesus Christ to you.
That he dwelleth among us with humility. You must go and be humble. Go and be humble. Humble yourself. Any de-de-de-de-de-bra. One ne di ama wo. Eyo nyame ne di ama wo. The third one says that you have witnessed the glory of God. Go and tell somebody about Christ.
No,
go and tell somebody about Christ.
Go and tell somebody.
The testimony to give is that Jesus is the only one.
Adansia obedini say Yesu Christ onku enini o baba akopɛ.
Baby e chichira aboa de honye sanu ne yenkonkosane. Young Kosani. As it's all by crowd, my bedroom gagra. Tell somebody Jesus is the only begotten Son who died and rose again from the dead.
Kachira obi your two and chance and answer ko kachira obi say Yesu Christo onun kuto ni obaba kuna owu ye or sorry if you woman.
Then the last one is that he is full of grace and truth.
Na adisuade atwa to ayi kofie ni say Jesus Christ na obetna yemu no adum nyina hyane ma na nokre nyina
And so I'm also charging you. I'm charging you.
And inti me shall say.
I'm charging you.
Me shall say.
I'm charging you.
Me shall say.
Mere somawu se gbante akompate kumu akokama sempa no ye ni free so wo any concept buronuma kokama sempa no Mere sumawo kokama semno Ekwonu mu yewudie Obeyi wa mampeni Obebo udi boni wa mi na ma se wo koso na medi wechi ku ku. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.